Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. This is an emergency show. It's about Baltimore. It's about martial law. It's about the New World Order. It's about me and John talking about what's going on, how this was planned, how the guy that got killed that started these riots, I think his name's Freddie Gray. I can deduce that this was done on purpose, much like the riots in Ferguson. You know, it's sort of like the straw that broke the camel's back, but still, it's you got Alex Jones going, "This is going to bring in martial law," and you know, duh. You know, like it's sort of what they wanted, isn't it? That's all. That's what they wanted all along. Now, I don't blame people for rioting and getting upset because, in certain instances, you know, the looting is another thing. Rioting, getting angry, breaking and smashing police cars, and you know, venting frustration and anger against a brutal regime of harsh and malign force is basically. You know, I think it's justified. People shouldn't sit back and just take it up the ass. And this is exactly what is not happening. And here's John. So, hey, how's it going, John?
Hey, James. Okay, James, how are you? Good to be with
I'm
you.
I'm pretty good. I just basically gave a quick outline. And let's start with I want to nail it on the head with the fact that these guys, these brutal police were directed to kill that guy to start this riot. You know, it's like by deduction, it's like they had to have done it because now, you know, they're ready to not even just roll in the tanks and the military and everybody else to start martial law, take away the guns, blah, 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 blah. It's all going to cascade. It's all going to be justified by these riots, which by all rights, these riots are, you know, people are fucking pissed off. They're angry.
Yeah.
The people are getting murdered by the police, and it's happening on a regular basis.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just saw a video with a witness that videotaped this kid's arrest, and basically his explanation was they had him in handcuffs, and they were literally bending him into a pretzel where they had, you know, like the backs of his feet, you know, they had him on his stomach and they were putting the backs of his feet, you know, all the way up to his neck, which, you know, this kid probably died from a broken spine. You know, the autopsy has, you know, I guess hasn't been done yet or whatever, but because of the chaos that's ensued. But this witness basically claims they bent this kid into a pretzel and probably, you know, broke his back and killed him.
Right.
And, you know, there's no excuse for that. You know, this is just, you know, out-and-out police brutality. They're out of control. And you're right. I'm at the point now where they're intentionally doing this to incite the people because this is what they want. This is the plan. And, you know, they're down to it. I honestly believe they tried to take the guns away from Americans with Sandy Hook, and that failed miserably. And now this is Plan B, and they're going full force forward with it, with military, force against the people of America. Which wake up, people! You're not free anymore, and you haven't been for a long time.
Fucking right.
And the government's been hijacked.
You're in New York. I'm in Canada, and there's people all over the fucking world looking on America as this is going on. And, you know, actually, and as a matter of fact, I would argue that America has always been sort of like the movie star of the world. And
Everybody looks up to us. Everybody looks up to America.
In a large extent. I mean, America has been a strong economic, you know, I just noticed something about the credit rating of these evil Jews, you know, knocking down the credit rating a little while back. But, you know, that's to say that America was like the biggest economy, the biggest producer of cars, you know, strong fucking nation.
We were the most powerful nation in the world.
Yeah. Now, the only thing that makes you powerful is the fact that you have the largest nuclear arsenal. And
right.
That's debatable. Maybe Russia does, but it's beside the point. Yeah. You know, they can destroy the world 10 times over.
Right.
That America has been systematically eked of everything that it was what it once was by the Patriot Act, by
NDAA.
NDAA, just one thing after another. They had it all planned after 9/11.
Right.
They already had the fucking legislation for the Patriot Act written before 9/11. What does that tell you?
Right.
I mean,
that's exactly. It's all pre-planned.
Everything is, you know, like a
and
domino.
On top of it, we've been bankrupted economically.
Yes.
Through many avenues, not only all these wars, but you know, NAFTA sent all the jobs overseas, you know, to communist China and these other countries.
Right.
You know, to take advantage of human slave labor, basically, and to sell these products back to the American people, which these corporations, the congressmen create all these tax loopholes so these giant corporations don't have to pay any money in taxes back into the system. So, in other words, they're gutting all the wealth out of America.
Yeah, they're,
and on top of it, they're giving these huge corporations like Walmart. You know, Walmart alone gets $6.2 billion a year in corporate welfare from subsidies, which is insanity. You know, and it's all this is doing is gutting the wealth and basically bankrupting the country and setting it up like a bowling pin to be taken down by design.
And you know what? It's like look at the layman or the common man. They're like. They might be able to see what's going on, but they don't. What are they going to do?
They can't put the dots together. They can't connect the dots.
Maybe they can't, and those people are, like, lost. But there's some people that are like, well, you know, hey, you know, the guy on the stoop in the block, he's like, hey, guys, listen, this is what's really going on. But they feel powerless to do anything because what can they do? It's their government that's supposed to be responsible and take care of things. But what's happened is the government's hijacked. By evil motherfuckers who are running
it's
the world.
Rogue.
And they have
it's
a plan.
It's rogue, and it's against the people.
Yeah, man. It's fucking scary.
And the only thing that can stop this is the people rising up in mass. And you
and
see what happens when they do rise up in mass. What's happening now? You know, they come in with military force.
Yeah.
They refuse to listen to the people. They don't want to listen to anything.
Yeah.
They just want to kill everybody.
They're going to crush people, and that'll make it even
worse.
And it'll escalate
and escalate.
And,
exactly.
You know, I was warning about a big distraction a couple of days ago. I think this is a pretty big distraction, man.
Yeah, I'd say.
I think this
absolutely.
You know, while all eyes are focused on this, you know, they're going to swoop in from the back door, you know, like.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's so evident. It's so clear. I want to tell you something. I made a video for Baltimore. It's just me at the start going, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then I show the video and I say, I don't blame you guys for doing this. And in fact, I give you kudos for standing up and not cowering in the corner. The fact that, you know, a lot of these dissidents, they're tagged, they're marked for fucking, you know, whatever they're going to do to them. They have everybody on video. They have it all. You know, they got everyone who's wearing a cell phone. I mean, you're being tracked. I mean,
you're being
everybody
recorded.
Has a bank card. They got those fucking little readers all over the fucking place. A bank card or whatever. They know who everybody's in there, who they are, and they can pluck them out. And you know, this is a systematic way of like pulling out the dissidents. So there's nobody left to contest.
Right.
And, you know, I just feel that this is either going to be like Ferguson, you know, like it's the same idea, but Ferguson is sort of like more of a test, and this is the real deal. And this is where they're going to start using those fucking FEMA camps. And so I want your take on... basically, what happens from here? What do you think happens from here?
Well, basically, the latest I heard late last night, early this morning, before I went to sleep, was that the governor of Maryland where Baltimore is announced that 5,000 National Guards troops are being deployed into the city of Baltimore and to quote unquote assist law enforcement. And the head National Guard woman basically got up. It was like a press conference and stated that this is not martial law. They're just there to assist and to secure the city. And so Baltimore is going to be broken up into five sections. And the most troublesome spots first will be, you know, dealt with first. And so, you know, but honestly, they say it isn't martial law. But, you know, when military troops are involved with, you know, the domestic police forces, there's no other explanation for that except martial law. They're installing martial law in the city of Baltimore.
Yeah, what do you call that, huh?
Right, know, like, exactly. It's the military. It's totally unconstitutional.
It's emergency responsiveness. Or they'll give it another name, but it's like, it is what it is, you know? Like,
exactly.
What were you saying?
Well, so the bottom line is the city is going to be locked down. And it's going to – yeah, absolutely. Anyone on the streets is going to be dealt with by law enforcement and military troops, the National Guard.
Do you know much about National Guard?
The National Guard is basically a voluntary thing.
Okay.
Is it where, you know, National Guardsmen basically do what is it, one weekend a month for a couple of years as they're enlisted?
Okay.
And it's a voluntary force. It's a national, and it's in other words, the National Guard is instilled in America for when America is at war and all the troops, in other words, are overseas. It makes America vulnerable for invasion. So the National Guard is the backup force to protect America while its military forces are deployed in other places in mass in large wars, like in World War II and stuff like that.
Do you think they're as brainwashed as the military?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of them. Yeah. I've seen videos right out of Army men's mouth where giving the excuse for armored vehicles is we have a lot of constitutionalists and gun owners.
Yeah,
and that's why his explanation of why they need, you know, basically tanks on American streets is to deal with people who believe in the American Constitution and own guns.
Like it's such a fucking travesty.
Right, which, you know, it's part of the Constitution. You know, the Second Amendment, isn't about duck hunting. It's about the American people having enough firepower to defend themselves against their government going tyrannical, which the forefathers were well aware of would and could happen in the future. And that's why that, amendment was put in place.
Okay.
Was to protect the people.
Let's recap something you said the other day. A senator said, or it was a congressman who said, he would have no trouble murdering 5 million people in America because the NRA is...
Right, that's all the NRA members. There's about 5 million National Riflemen's Association members in America, and he would have no problem with killing them.
All right, so can you just say his name?
Can I say his name? I forget. I could look it up if you give me a minute.
Okay.
Give me a minute, and I'll give you his name.
You go ahead.
Because his name needs to be outed, because, you know, this is, you know, un-American.
Yeah, it's totally un-American.
Okay.
Look, the thing I was saying about, you know, Canadians and, you know, Europeans and people all over the world, some people are like, death to America, or, you know, some people are like, America is a good country. It's not even the country. It's the people. It's the people that matter. I've met many Americans that are fucking decent, great human beings. You know, it's a human being is a human being. It doesn't. You're not separated by borders and anything. It's all imaginary shit.
Right.
But you can feel a sense of pride and nationalism and, you know, your group doing something more superiorly than another group or whatever. And
right.
In this case, it's like America is the big guy in the schoolyard, and he's getting his ass kicked. And,
yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of people that – yeah, go ahead.
He's a Virginia Democrat. His name is Wayne LaPierre.
Oh, yeah.
Is his name. And hold on a minute. I'm just going to see what his title is, if he's a congressman or a senator or what his deal is.
Okay.
But his name is Wayne LaPierre, and he's, you know, absolutely came out in public and announced that he would have no problem with killing 5 million NRA members.
Which is absolutely sick and mental and fucked up and retarded.
Right.
What is he doing in Congress or Senate or, like, in the government?
Right.
You know,
well, he's part of the group that's hijacked this country, this government, and is trying to strip American citizens of their right to bear arms. This is
right.
The bottom line.
Right.
Which would leave them wide open for invasion by foreign countries.
Or their
okay,
own
so
oh,
his no, his name is Mike Dickinson.
Mike Dickinson.
Right. He's a Virginia Democrat who sought the House seat formerly held by Eric Cantor. Issued
right.
a tweet. So I guess he's just a politician with no one to give him bribes yet because he's up in the air. He hasn't actually – he's a contender. He doesn't actually have a title.
So now it's cool to say, you know, I'm running for Congress. I'll kill these guys if you put me in
right.
a fucking seat in the House.
Right,
of,
which the, you know, these people are so full of shit to begin with. You know, like I said, you know, you could line up 1,000 of these freaking chicken hawk bastards who never served a day in their life and never had to pull a trigger in their life to protect themselves or their country.
Or
you know,
and
you wouldn't find a callus on one of
their
hands because they're too busy pushing papers and pens.
Right.
The screw people.
I was
have
listening
an easy
to
life by robbing the American people. Excuse me.
No, man, when you get passionate and you start talking, I should shut the fuck up because you make more sense than I do. Anyway, it's sort of like you said something in a previous show where someone
yeah.
doesn't even have calluses on their hands from working. You know, like,
right, exactly. They're not real men.
They don't understand.
Is what I mean by that.
They don't. They
they're not real men.
Yeah.
They're feminized men who, you know, think they could use their brains to overpower, you know, and control masses through, you
right.
know, legislation, fake laws, unconstitutional laws that, you know, basically screw the American people up and down.
And line their pockets.
Exactly. And this is how
these
they acquire their fortunes through,
they're
you know,
so
deceit and lies.
It's
and
so
corrupt,
corrupt
laws.
Across the board. Anyone who
absolutely.
Is an American that's listening to this, listening to us, like we just explained clearly that this is
right.
a setup. This people are being framed. It's all a diversion. It's all about
right.
trying to instill martial law so that they can roll in the tanks and take the guns away. It's all
right.
fucking planned for years. That's what 9/11 was about, and there's more to come. There's more
right.
shit
exactly.
to come.
This is just the start.
Yeah, man.
And I truly believe, if I could say, I
ahead.
Truly believe that. What we're not realizing in this whole deal is the fact that I believe truly that a lot of Americans are woken up.
Yeah.
Even though, you know.
They're just waiting for the right time, right? Isn't it
right, exactly.
It? Like,
they're waiting in the wings
time.
And being quiet. But there are, that being said, there are a lot of people speaking out. You know, I'm not the only one here in America screaming bloody murder that, you know, the government's
right.
been hijacked and, you know, it's a criminal force, you know, steering us down a path to death and destruction.
Right.
So in that sense, this criminal organization that has taken over and is, you know, covertly trying to undermine this country for the greater good of their agenda, which is New World Order, One World Government. Mm-hmm. And this is all part of why America is being killed, because we're the greatest force of defense for freedom.
Right.
And we have to be taken out for this, for their agenda to roll forward. And like I said before, I believe the whole Sandy Hook farce, you know, was an attempt to take away America's guns, because immediately a dual Israeli national, Dianne Feinstein in California, who's a senator, was immediately, you know, all plastered all over the mainstream media to take away the guns and gun laws and this and that, and, you know, take away all these assault AR-15s and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So my belief is that they're starting to get worried, because too many, you know, if it gets to a point where too many people wake up, they're going to lose control, and they're going
right.
to lose their battle here in America, and the American people are going to send them running out of the country for their lives. That's why all this military stuff is being done. That's why, you know, these riots, because if you look, you know, Ferguson was not too long ago. It was only a few months ago. And now you got another one, you know. In other words, it's compounding. It's they keep putting it in the American people's faces to riot.
Right.
Because this is part of their agenda. So they have the excuse to roll out, you know, hardcore military on the American people. I just wanted to get that out. And people need to wake up to this reality that that's what they're doing.
I had a couple things to say. I wanted to say, like, I tried screaming in the streets when I was really upset.
Yeah.
You know, after 9/11, things are crystallizing mm-hmm. in my head. And
right.
I just, out of, I don't know if it was insanity. I think it was pretty sane to do. At 5
for
in the morning.
Frustration?
It was a culmination. It was a buildup. It was like
right.
pop. And
right.
Yeah, so I screamed, wake up, wake up, wake up, to
yeah.
the people in the neighborhood. And,
uh-huh.
you know, they woke up. It was 5 in the morning on a Sunday. They got up. The cops showed up. You know, like,
good
I got put
you,
in a paddy wagon and brought to jail. And the point is
good.
That may not seem like a very smart idea
yeah.
if you're by yourself, and you know, but if there's
yeah.
everybody doing it, if everybody's fucking saying, wake the fuck up, wake up, wake up, you know, if that's
right.
the tagline, if the
right.
word is, you know, in the streets, you know, wake the fuck up, stop being an idiot,
yeah.
This
yeah.
shit's going down, and you know, wake up is how you start it.
Right.
And it's not anything short of the right words. You know, I tried that. It didn't work. Don't
yeah.
use my example as a reason not to do it.
Right.
Because what
right.
I did afterwards is I was like, I'll do it the conventional way. I'll play your
right.
game. I'll fucking
uh-huh.
make movies, and I'll put Wake Up at the very start of it. And
mm-hmm.
and everyone's a million people have seen this. And
yeah.
it's sort of subliminal in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the test of the emergency broadcast system. In the event of a real emergency, you would follow the instructions on screen as I wake up. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is not a test. This is an emergency. People need
right.
to fucking really wake the fuck up and do it and come together and start talking, organizing, meeting.
Right.
This is,
that's the key.
Fuck, man. And it's you don't even have to do it. Like the YouTube, Joogle,
yeah.
FaceU. they all own everything, right? They all own
right.
our means of communications. They know everything that we've been talking about, but it's sort of like a necessary evil. It's horrible.
Right.
But
right.
we can communicate with each other and talk about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. The sad thing is they're going to know exactly what we're doing.
well,
but does it matter?
Who cares? Exactly. Let them
yeah.
know.
Yeah, well, I'm all about, like, not doing anything illegal, because then they can nab you. They throw you away
right.
forever.
Right.
And that's part of playing this game. You got
right.
to outsmart them, outfox these fuckers.
Right, exactly.
And they're most of them are dumbass fucking policemen. They're like, duh, I got a gun, man. I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah.
You know, I'll break your back, man. Fucking asshole.
Right.
That was one of the things I wanted to say. The other thing I never finished was that Canadians Europeans, they don't have guns. Okay, they do have some people that go hunting, people that like guns,
right,
and collect guns, but there's far, few and far
between.
But
they're all registered, right, with the government?
No, see, they're not. One thing they tried to do.
I'm not sure and what the gun laws are exactly in Canada.
Well, they tried to, and it failed miserably. The big gun registry tried to go through, and it cost billions of dollars, and it just failed miserably.
Right.
It was like there was,
so you're allowed to purchase guns in Canada?
Yeah, but you got to get a license, and you got to, like,
okay,
I don't know how the fuck it
works.
Well,
that's registration.
Yeah.
That's
it's,
a form
yeah,
of
I don't
registration,
know how it works, man.
Honestly.
Because what they had before was like a paper system, and they wanted to make it all a national gun registry where it's all
right
in one database. But, you know, that's Nazi Germany for you.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is it's not like England where guns are outlawed. You're not allowed to own a gun in England.
Mm.
And police don't even have guns.
Yeah, in some places they don't. They just have, like, billy clubs. You know,
right,
whack,
exactly. Yeah.
And whistles.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah,
well,
you call 10 of their friends to jump on you and beat the hell out of you.
The point being that in Canada, you know, you'll have people who will say, because they're conditioned by the tube, you can't hate Canadian people for this. It's the fucking evil bastards at the top. That
right, it's brainwashing.
Concept down the line. It's like people are brainwashed to say, oh, the Americans shouldn't have guns because, you know, look at the crime rate, blah, 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 blah. First of all, where do those stats come from? Second of all, I don't disagree that there's a lot of you know, unnecessary murders due to possession of weapons, but the whole point of it, the whole, like you said, it's the Second Amendment. That's the reason. You guys are fucking, you are so gifted in the world to be able to protect yourselves from tyranny,
right,
and you know, I'll throw it back to you.
Absolutely. It's instilled in the foundation, the document that is the legal binding document of the foundation of our country.
Right.
And it's the second thing. The first thing is you can speak freely, is the
right.
First Amendment. The second is you're allowed to bear arms to protect yourself against foreign and domestic enemies.
Right.
Period. It's not about, you know, they're trying to, again, brainwash people in mass to believe that, you know, oh, it was just about dunk hunting and, you know, back in the day, back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. It's specifically about defending yourself against your government turning rogue and tyrannical and turning against the people and to being able to protect yourself and to be
right.
just as well armed as the military. And that's why this country has never been invaded, for that fact alone, is because the United States people are the most heavily armed population on the planet, period,
right.
End of story. That's why
gotcha.
This country has never been invaded. There's never been a war here.
Right.
I'm saying, except for, you know, like the Spanish-American War way back in the days when, you know. But, you know, there's never been a conventional modern militaristic war here in America.
Right.
Or in Canada, or in, you know, Mexico. There's never been invasions because there's so many guns close by and so many people willing to fight for freedom.
Fucking right, man.
So
this is something that they hate. This is
right, and this is what they're after. They're you know, salivating.
It's Israel behind all this fucking shit. Dianne Feinstein, Jew. All
right,
she's from Israel.
Right.
She's a dual national. She's a fucking cunt. She's trying to take
right.
away the guns.
Right.
You know, she's making all these lies about what they are. Pardon?
Yeah. I'm saying China has blatantly, through the United Nations, demanded that to the United States government, that the United States government disarm its people. This
yeah,
is
we're just trying to get out doing that.
That can be, you know, researched and looked up, that other, you know, countries, this is all part of the New World Order and their whole agenda to create a one world government. And what's one of the largest things standing in the way of that happening is the armed American people fighting for freedom. That
yeah,
will resist
let's talk about the UN. The UN is
yeah.
a faggot, farce, piece of shit, bullshit. They don't have any jurisdiction. They fucking don't own shit. They're all a bunch of pieces of shit.
It's a tool being used to bring on the New World Order.
It's a tool.
You're right, exactly.
It's a vehicle.
It's installed by these people that are secretly, covertly trying to create the New World Order, one world government, and
you
a one world army.
You can be sure that every motherfucker in the UN is handpicked to be a stooge for the New World Order. And the UN is a pile of garbage. So, you know, like in Rwanda, just as an example, okay, they stood by and picked their nose while people got murdered. And it was just because there was nothing to be gained.
They don't help anything.
They're fucking useless.
Right.
They're like, maybe they do stuff like UNICEF and this, that, the other thing, that they try to help people. They send like paltry amounts of food to the fucking starving people of the world. You know, like I said before, the Queen of England, the Pope, Rothschild, the Jews, everybody has fucking so much money, it's retarded. They're hoarding it all.
Right.
And, you know, we could save the world. We could give everybody everything they need right fucking now. But they don't want to do that.
Exactly.
That's not part of their fucking evil plan.
Because they want the world for themselves. They're in the midst of trying to take over the entire planet.
You know,
and this is what it's all about. And everybody can deny this as much as they want because it breaks up their delusional fantasy of their worldview and what their selfish little life is, and they want to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Out of selfishness, it doesn't matter. The truth is still the truth. All you have to do, you know, the statistics don't lie. You know, the undeniable facts do not lie about this being a reality.
Fucking right. You know, there's lots of those selfish little motherfuckers. They're like, I just want my life and my little thing, and I want security, and I want this, and I want that, and I want my McDonald's.
And they're programmed to believe these, to think this way. That's also by design. The selfishness itself is programmed into them by design through the culture, through the media.
Through the advertising. You know, like, buy this for yourself and keep it for yourself. Get a Christmas gift for yourself. You know, like,
through everything, through the music, through everything. It's you got to be out for self, you know.
That's been in the works for a couple hundred years.
Long time.
You know,
centuries.
You may only think that your life matters and the scope of your life is when you're born until you die.
Right.
Well, in fact, there's been human beings on the planet for fucking millions of years. And, you know, you can be sure that there's certain groups like the Jews and that have been scheming and planning and working at trying to get what they want, which is world domination. They want to be, they want to own everybody, and they've been lying and cheating and fucking for fucking thousands of years, and that's why they get kicked out of every fucking country. And now we're at a point where
they're
evil.
Liars, right?
They're fucking brutal.
I just want to put this one statistic out there to drive this home.
Okay.
I just read, and this is a United States government statistic.
Okay.
49.7% of the American population is now below the poverty line. Okay?
Jeez.
That's statistic number one. Statistic number two is 80% of the United States population is now just above the poverty line. Okay? Which states, in cold hard facts, that the rich... And here's another statistic for you. 80 human beings on this planet now possess half of the wealth of the entire planet. Okay?
There
Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Now, the American citizenry population as a whole is now being divided into two categories. Either you're rich or you're poor. There is the middle class is being systematically by design killed off. And destroyed. And the gap between rich and poor is being widened greatly. The reason being is so those who are poor don't have any power anymore. The power is being taken away from the people to fight against these rich fucking tyrannical bastards that are in the midst of taking over the entire planet right in front of your faces while you're distracted by your culture, by working hard to, you know, make enough money, make enough fake worthless paper to survive and feed yourself and everything else, which is all by design. Everything they made, you know, food prices here in America are skyrocketing. The price of meat and everything is through the roof. It's all right. to make you work harder, to distract you, to make you spend your all your money on worthless shit.
Right.
And still people won't go in mass and even start gardens to help, you know, stem that tide. You know what I mean? They right. won't even grow their own vegetables. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
this is how
you're
badly brainwashed they are. Right.
Well,
in a lot of states, you're not allowed to. They'll come in and arrest you for growing, yeah. you know, a garden on your own goddamn property.
Or capturing rainwater. You're not allowed
right.
to do that either.
Right.
This is
people
fucking ludicrous.
Have already been sent to jail for capturing rainwater on their own property. A man in Oregon spent 6 months in jail for capturing rainwater in his ponds on his property.
Man, fucking believable, man.
And
know,
people still refusing to wake up to these realities.
It's
that's why
it's
I'm
like,
screaming like a nutcase to people. That's why.
Dude, it's
because they're so brainwashed.
That's
I'm
why
sorry, go ahead.
You're a great guy, because you're not afraid to speak the truth. And there,
absolutely not.
You give people out there motivation to sort of be like
right.
you.
Right.
I'm just a stupid fucking Canadian, okay? Yeah. When it really boils down to it, you're the American. You're from New York
mm-hmm.
City. You know the truth about 9/11. You know all.
Yeah.
You know a whole bunch of shit. You're in a position to be not responsible, but you know, to take some action and to be looked
I
up to.
I do feel responsible.
People,
if I can interrupt
it's
again,
it's not your fucking responsibility, but you, know, you
yes,
can take responsibility.
See, you're mistaken. Yes, it is. The first job of every American, according to the Constitution, is to be alert and informed. And I am both.
Okay.
And I am not afraid to voice my First Amendment freedom of speech to fucking spread the truth. Okay?
Okay.
It's reality. It's the truth. Look at troops lining up in American in an American city right in front of your face to lock
mm-hmm.
down people
right.
for being murdered from a tyrannical government that won't stop killing these people.
Right.
Okay? On purpose.
Gotcha.
Okay?
I mean,
and I'm an American. I refuse to shut up. I've been told by my friends, my family, everything, shut up. Fuck
right.
you. You're a fucking backless, spineless coward that isn't an American, and you don't deserve your fucking goddamn freedom because you're not doing anything to fucking hold on to it. And that's why it's being taken away. They've stripped half your constitutional rights away from you with lies and deceit through 9/11 already, through the Patriot Act and the NDAA.
Mm.
That's unconstitutional. Both documents are totally unconstitutional.
I hear you.
And you've been stripped of your rights and illegally allowed to incarcerate you for no goddamn reason except for you using your First Amendment right of free speech.
Right.
And defending yourself. So you could, you know, all these idiots that say, you know, I'm a nutcase, this, that, try to argue with those facts. Try to argue. Give me a good argument about it. Because I, you know, I put forth, you know, this is the thing. I put forth all this documented evidence. And all anybody can do is attack me and call me names and all this other bullshit. They can never come back with any kind of argument, any kind of evidence to counteract what I'm putting forth and
mm-hmm.
discredit what I'm putting forth. That's why I know I'm right, okay? That's the bottom
okay.
line. I'm right and you're wrong, and you just want to stay in your fucking idiotic little delusion out of selfishness. You're not free, and you don't deserve your freedom. And in case you didn't know, they stole half your freedom away from you already.
Right.
And you still believe you're free. So to all Americans, this is the word going out. You don't deserve your freedom because you're standing back while your freedom's being stolen from you. And your entire way of life is being stolen from you. Your money's being stolen from you. Everything. Your children are going to be mandatorily vaccinated against your will very soon.
Right.
Argue with any of these facts. I dare anybody to argue with any of these facts that are undeniably true. This is what kills me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why people need to wake up. And I refuse to stop screaming from the rooftop. Like Paul Revere.
Well,
like Paul Revere. That's your job as an American, is to be informed that none of you're all brain dead, zombified fucking morons that believe
yeah.
the brainwashing that's coming over to mass media. Rather than looking and researching and understanding the real truth of what's going on right in front of your faces, and you're in total denial about.
and you're not massing together as Americans to save your own goddamn lives, you're going to be led away and killed, all of you. Argue with that. I defy anybody to argue with that in any way, shape, or form, and I'll sit down and argue with you for hours over it so you can try to prove me wrong, which you can't.
Right.
Because it's all true. Okay, James, I give it back to you, buddy.
All right, bud. I want to maybe give you an opportunity to say how is it that we can fix this shit? Like, we got to sort of plan what's it called, when you brainstorm and you just you're like, okay, well, this is going on, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this, 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 and this, and not in that order.
Right.
You know, like, what do we need to do?
Wake up. You need to realize, you need to understand the real truths of what's going on. Number two, people need to organize in mass, because that's where the power and strength is against these people trying to overtake our country and hijack our country,
right,
is to shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, if it takes by force, like the Constitution states, this is what everybody's terrified of, because
mm-hmm.
they've all been turned into cowards.
Right.
You know, until the death. You're supposed to be willing for your freedom to lay down your life and fight for it to the death.
Right.
End of story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, it's simple. Their biggest weapon is the money. So use their weapon against them. by if you have to work and spend money, use it wisely. Spend it locally. Put it back into America. Which
right.
is what they don't want. They want you buying communist slave labor products from China and all
right.
these other places, Indonesia and all these other places, because that's all they have for sale in these freaking box stores.
Yeah,
so buy locally. Grow your own food. Stop
right.
stop buying GMOs that are killing you. You know, that render rats after three generations totally sterile and grow giant tumors on them. This is what you're eating. This is what these bastards are feeding you.
Right.
Okay? There's some simple actions. Buy American. Spend your money wisely. Take your money out of the bank. Every time you put money into a bank, you're giving them a free loan to so they can make tons. They can lend out 10 times more than you put in. And you're giving them an interest-free loan. Fuck the bank. They're robbing
bullshit.
Everybody blind.
If you think money, like, not you, but if people think money is like the what. How does it go? It's the line, you know, it's all about the money or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's the root of all evil. Money is the cause
right.
of all.
And it's their creation.
They made
it's
it
not
up.
It's not our
so
creation.
The Federal Reserve
right.
is owned. It's not federal. It's fucking, it's a private corporation.
It's a privately owned bank.
They make money out of thin air, nowadays
right.
especially, you know.
Yeah.
Type,
it's printed with
dollars.
Nothing backing it up.
Nothing. It's air.
Right.
There's nothing there. And,
before 1913, your money was backed by gold and silver. It's not
it's
anymore.
Fucking,
they took that away from you.
You ascribe, which is to say, you put the value on it. You think there's value, but it's just a fucking
exactly.
piece of paper.
And exactly.
if you there's laws against starting your own currency, but
right.
You can probably
there's
try
not
to
laws
do that.
Against barter and trade though.
No, exactly. Hey, buddy,
right.
You fix my plumbing? I'll fucking put the shingles on your house.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff. Stop
cut the middleman out.
Yeah, fuck. Stop using money. Use it as sparingly
right.
as possible. Don't use credit
right.
cards. You're just giving them more and more and more.
Right.
You know, like, destroy your credit cards. If this is a really good one. If you work for big corporations and you're really interested in saving your fucking country, don't go to work anymore. Stop
right.
going to work. You got savings, you got money, you got, you know, things are stored up. What's more important to you, the life of your children surviving
right.
or
right.
or your selfish need to fucking buy a Porsche?
Paper chasing.
You know, it's ridiculous. And, you know, stop going to work. Everybody, stop going to work. Just
stop
shut
voting.
The fucking economy down.
Stop giving energy. His to encompass it all. Stop putting energy into the corrupt system that's killing you.
And you had the best
stop
idea.
Stop voting.
Is,
stop paying taxes that are unconstitutional. Right. Anybody can look this up. The federal income tax in the United States, there isn't a law in the land that says you have to pay federal income tax. It's a voluntary tax. In other words, you're paying tribute to a criminal organization, just like the Italian mafia does in New York City. If you open a store in New York City, you have to pay the mafia. So in case you get robbed or whatever, they'll hunt them down and get your money back that they robbed. And you pay tribute, just like in the Sicilians in Sicily.
Right.
Okay? And that's all the federal income tax is tribute to a criminal organization. It's extortion.
Right.
It's unconstitutional. You can't find a law anywhere.
And they're putting half of it into military. Over the last 10 years, there's a huge bill.